The city's got a long history of taking refugees. There's a plaque on the side of the art gallery here which commemorates the arrival of 400 children from the Spanish Civil War in 1937. And when I saw the pictures in the papers this week, I thought we must try and do something to help some of these people that were obviously in great distress. And so I think that morally and socially, we should step up to the mark. And if it's announced that the UK is taking refugees, then St Albans should be one of the places that they come to.
I know that nowhere is going to be able to accommodate everybody who is in crisis and does need help. But I mean, how many do you reckon we could take?
Well, difficult to know. I think we should take our fair share of whatever the government offers. So if it's 20,000 that they commit to, hopefully they do commit to, then that in Southampton terms would be about 20 families of four, about 80 people, and I think that's entirely reasonable. Every September, 42,000 students return to the city, and we find somewhere for all of them to live. So I think we should be able to find somewhere for 80 refugees fleeing a quite awful situation in Syria.
And what would be the practicalities of that? I mean, what kind of accommodation and help could you offer them?
Yeah, we'll have to look at the details. I mean, I've called I've asked our officers to set up an urgent meeting of Southampton Connect, which covers the health service and the education services in the city, and obviously our housing services. We expect, if the government goes forward with taking refugees here, that they will come directly from the populations in the refugee camps in the Middle East, in Lebanon and in Jordan. And therefore, there'll be a process through which they'll go, and that may take a few weeks to resolve. And so by that time, we should have a plan in place to locate suitable places for them to live. Now, I know that up and down the country, kind-hearted individuals have been saying, look, I've got a spare room, I've got some accommodation. So I think we try and do this not as the council, but as the Southampton community. And I'll be hopefully inviting members of our faith communities along to those meetings to see what they can contribute. So I'm hoping that as a community that we can open our hearts and take in the 20 families that would be our fair share of this awful crisis.
And as you say, it is an awful crisis. Have you been heartened by the responses you have heard from people locally and further afield in the last few days?
Yeah, I think so. I think it shows that that when it comes, when the chips are down, the British public are prepared to step up to the plate and accept that we live in a world together with 6 billion other people, and we have to work together to solve the world's problems and not turn our back on them.
But in that vein, I suppose, there is a wider problem, a deeper problem here than the current and very immediate crisis. And do you feel enough is being done to actually get to the root of the problems in countries like Syria?
Well, now you're asking me to comment on international diplomacy, which is a leader of council I'm not qualified to do. But you are right that all these conflicts are only ever resolved by dialogue and discussion and resolution. And we found that in Northern Ireland here. And all the conflicts across the world, in the end, have to come down to a negotiated settlement, for want of a better term. And the sooner that process starts and leads to a sensible conclusion, the better it will be for everybody.